Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress, when I'm not feeling lazy, sometimes blogger. And I had a bell collection growing up.
Yes, you did. What kind of bells? Like bell bottoms?
I had hundreds.
Bells or big bells?
All kinds.
Do you have any chimes?
They're still in my parents' basement.
It's going to be a really interesting earthquake.
Guess what you're getting for a wedding present?
A bell collection. Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist. She's on every red carpet around this damn city. And she has the Spanx collection.
I have all the Spanx. I have the boy short long body. I got the full body. I got where it's a short and then it turns into a nylon. I got one that goes underneath your boobs, that goes all the way down to your knees, that has a small slit for your vagina and two straps. Watch out for me.
Okay, and then to my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer and CEO of Jack Vanek Clothing, and the queen of PDA on social media.
No, I had a troll collection.
No, I don't like that one.
You guys gotta both have collections.
Fine, what was your collection?
The trolls.
Okay, fine. Trolls.
No.
Treasure trolls.
And now you have a treasure trail.
What? What's that?
That's like when a guy has like hair that goes from his butt.
That's a happy trail. Oh my God.
A treasure trail sounds like something going into your butt.
Okay. Anyway, sorry for you first-time listeners.
That was an embarrassing
intro. Don't turn it off yet.
We're going to redeem ourselves.
We are. We have a really great interview coming up, but before that, if you guys want to have some questions you want us experts to answer on the podcast, use the hashtag AskTheLadyGang on any of our social medias, which are TheLadyGang, or you can go to our website, theladygang.com, go subscribe on iTunes, give us some good ratings. Don't be a dick. If you like us, tell us.
We need some validation. I want some
words. We need more reviews. I want to have more reviews than cereal.
Okay, might not happen. Dreams big, Miss Kelty Knight. And with that said, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm starting because I don't want to hear you guys talk anymore. Okay, my good week.
Wait, I thought Kelty wanted to go first.
Oh, she did motion to me that she wanted to go first. Do you want to go first?
Is it that important for you to go first?
Yes, it's so important.
Okay, go.
Oh my God.
Okay, you guys. Okay, good week, whatever. I was on TED Talks. And I watched this TED Talks about power posing, if you stand.
There's a TED Talks about power
posing?
Yes,
that's where it all started,
I thought it was thinking of something.
You stand like Superwoman for 5 minutes in the mirror and you say positive reaffirmations, whatever that word is.
Reinforcements?
Yeah, to yourself about how great you are. And then you go do your big thing. And this week I was in New York City and I was power posing.
By the way, she's power posing right now.
Hands on hips.
I went to a meeting. The day before, I did not power pose, and I bombed two meetings. I went to a meeting after I power posed, and I slayed the meeting. So good week, I discovered power posing. You should watch the TED Talk, and you should be power posing before any of life's big moments. Bad week, I had a sex dream about the BuzzFeed Try Guys.
The who?
The who?
Last night, okay, on BuzzFeed, get hip, girls. On BuzzFeed, there's four guys, and they're named the Try Guys, and they go and they try everything. Like, the Try Guys try eating applesauce. Try Guys swim with sharks.
By the way, I want to work for BuzzFeed. They have the best jobs ever. They do a bunch of bullshit like that, and they get paid probably a lot of money.
I think that's what we're doing right now.
I'm pretty sure we invented also.
Oh.
So there's this one Try Guy named Keith I looked him up after my sex dream.
You dreamt? I dreamt his face.
No, just one. I dreamt his face in the sex dream, and then I woke up and I was like, I'm mortified because I'm not even having sex with like someone hot. I'm having sex with like my fantasy dream is the BuzzFeed try guy. Like, it's so sad. Anyway, Keith Haberstigerberger. I see you. I had a sex dream about you.
Wait, can I tell?
That's all. Bad week.
Can I have a,
what? You have a, like, in between week again?
Jack has a maybe week.
I had a really weird sex dream about.
Is this one of your good weeks or bad weeks?
No, let her share.
It's a really fast.
This is not the time.
I had a sex dream about this guy, Jeff Weaver, and he's Bernie Sanders' campaign manager. I don't even know what he looks like, but I had a sex dream about him, and then I looked at him, and he's this old, bald guy.
That's weird.
Thanks for sharing.
Weird. Okay, I'm going next.
Sex dreams are weird.
I can't believe you guys were more thrown by my BuzzFeed sex dream.
No. I had a weirder sex dream.
It's disappointing.
Okay, so here's my good week. I've spent my life, for those of you who are just now listening, with like chronic diarrhea. Chronic diarrhea and chronic farting. Like gas for days. And since I was little, like really, really little, I'm Jewish. And so like tons of Jewish people are lactose intolerant. Like has to do with our inbreeding or something.
Is it kosherness?
No, it's just we're weaker humans.
Is milk
kosher? We've been through a lot. They killed off so many of us. Oh my god.
Now the only ones that were left couldn't have dairy.
You're really Anyways. Surviving, Becca.
Okay. Tell me about your struggles. Okay. So here's my struggle.
This is not your
My
struggle.
Dad is like, Becca, like since I was little, he's like, you are lactose intolerant. That means you cannot have dairy. Like that's why you eat ice cream and you like literally
poop your
sprint
pants.
To bathrooms. Yeah. So I never wanted to even acknowledge this. And I'm the type of person where I'm like, if I don't see it, it's not there. If I don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist. Well, at the age of 30, yes, 30 years of hemorrhoids, spray painting toilets, and farting in my sleep with new boyfriends.
Are hemorrhoids from...
Yeah, it's from sitting on the toilet for too long, where I spend half my life. So I cut out dairy as an experiment. I am a different person.
I noticed you've been happier.
I don't think there's any correlation there.
I don't think you can be happy without cheese, though.
No, it actually makes me sad. But my fiance, Zach, was like, I pointed out to him, have you noticed that I have not
been farting?
And he's like, I just thought you like
were holding
took
it
the
in.
Hint and saw that I didn't want to hear it all the time or see it. So I thought you were just like relieving yourself other places. And I'm like, no, like I,
there've been no farts.
There've been
no fart zone.
I never thought I would live a fart free life.
You have to fart a little bit.
I mean, barely. Like I barely,
I bet your barely farts are like a normal person's a lot of farts.
No, I'm telling you, I don't know why I didn't listen to my parents before. I had 30 great years with cheese, and now
I'm sorry for your
I
loss.
Feel like a new woman.
I'm proud of you, Becca.
Thank you.
Way to really control your life.
It's a huge thing for me.
This is your struggle.
It is hard when you want to drink wine and have nice cheese on a cracker.
Yeah, well.
God, cheese is so good.
Cheese is so good. Why can't cheese be a vegetable? It's such bull crap.
Dude, cheese.
Why are vegetables vegetables and cheese is delicious?
Anyway.
So unfair.
Okay, moving on.
You're insane. My bad week happened just today. I mean, it's really nothing other than the fact that I had an audition, sucked dick. In the audition.
Like, literally, like, you got
like,
dick.
Not dick literally.
Did you suck?
I would have been better off sucking a real penis. But figuratively, I sucked so bad. Like, as an actress, you either go in there and you walk out and you're like, yes! I'm ruling the world. I'm on top of the world. Or you walk out and you're like, I hope that truck hits me while I cross the street.
But you know what? I feel like a lot of times those are the auditions that you get.
No, not for me.
No?
I really sucked the life out of that room. And I just walked in there.
What was your character?
A lesbian.
Well, that's why.
Well, I just...
I feel like you'd be a good lesbian.
I do too. I feel like I kind of like give off those vibes. Anyways, I did not give off good vibes. It was just like, I didn't have a very good... bad week this week to share.
Did you have a callback?
No, I mean
it was today.
They would have literally paid me to leave early, like to leave halfway through my scene. I could just see the like torture in their eyes.
Oh,
it was awful.
Well, you're good enough for the lady gang, Becca.
Yeah, we like you.
Thanks.
We'll always take you
it
back.
It does take many talents. Jack.
Well, my good week is I read an article, guys.
Congratulations, you're so smart.
I read an article about, and okay, so it was this study that basically one university did that said that drinking a glass of wine before bed helps you lose weight. And there's only one article about this, but
what university is it?
Like the University of Washington or something.
Okay. Thought it was SoCal.
But I'm like, I'm really taking this to heart because I drink a glass of wine before bed every night.
Did you lose weight?
I mean, I feel like I've lost weight in the past like a year or so. Instead of like exercising, I just drink wine before bed. So I'm like, you know what? I think that I might be part of the study, and I'm living, breathing proof.
Does it matter what kind of wine?
Red wine. Because it's something about the resveratrol, whatever the hell that is, and
yeah.
It turns your beige fat into, no, your white fat into beige fat, and then it's easier to burn off. Apparently.
Isn't it in champagne, too?
No, I think it's something in the red wine.
I think Heather Dubrow talks about it being in champagne.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she would know, her husband's a plastic surgeon.
I know. So anyways, I've just been drinking a lot of wine.
You look hot.
Thanks. I don't know. I just like that. Not really working out and drinking a lot of wine.
What about your bad week?
So my bad week, I went whale watching with my parents last weekend.
That does sound awful.
No, I'm not kidding.
Those majestic creatures.
It was horrible.
Oh, God. Count me out of any tourist activity.
I kind of like tourist activities like that, and I've gone whale watching before, and it's always been like, or I went on like this big boat, and it was cute, and we took pictures. So I wore this like really nice expensive dress. I wore these nice suede heels.
To whale watch?
Yeah, because you're usually on this big like yachty thing, and you're just...
What were you on?
So I show up, and it's like one of those...
It's a Duffy boat.
Like blow up Duffy boat things that like the army
uses. A little inch
uses.
Of water in the bottom?
No, there wasn't yet, but it's like those blow up things that like the Navy... Army... No. What's the... The Marines use to like zoom in the ocean, like go so fast. So I show up there. I'm like, okay, well, this is going to be a little bit weird. And the guy goes, it's really windy outside. I was going to cancel it, but we're just going to like try anyways.
Uh-oh.
So we get on the boat. My dad and I are sitting in the front. We start like zooming through the ocean. The boat thing, the blow up boat, whatever the hell it is.
Dinghy.
I'm not kidding. We're going like 20 feet in the air and then like slamming back down on the ocean. My dress flies up in my face. I'm just like underwear, bra showing. I thought my dad's back was going to break because we were literally like slamming down on the water like it was concrete. And then I got completely wet and my shoes and my dress got ruined. And I'm really pissed about it.
That's what you get for whale watching.
Why are you trying to be so majestical?
I did see a whale though. I saw one of the tail flip thing. It was pretty cool.
I'd rather see it on TV. anyway.
I ruined a pair of shoes. It sucked.
Well, you guys, it's been a good week.
It has been a good week.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
You guys, I'm losing my damn mind right now because I'm also going to show my age because today's guest is a former classical ballerina. She starred in my number one favorite movie of all time, Center Stage, which if you're old like me and it wasn't part of your vocabulary.
I'm not old and I watched it.
You did?
Yeah. Wait, but doesn't that mean
means you're old too?
No. Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
All the young people were into Center Stage. Basically, Center Stage was a movie that involved a good guy ballerina and a bad boy ballerina fighting over Amanda, and then one of them rides a motorcycle, and I think it was the first time that I was like masturbating to like the bad boy ballerina in my life. Like, I love this movie so much. Anyway, Amanda has since moved on from the corps de ballet, and she has starred on One Tree Hill, Pretty Little Liars, Suits, my favorite TV show of all time, and currently she is the badass lead on Sci-Fi's 12 Monkeys. Welcome, Amanda Schall, to the Lady Gang.
I have never had an introduction like that in my entire life.
Kelty is really good at intros.
Wow. Do you feel important? Because you are.
I think I kind of just need to drop the mic and head out right this moment.
Here's the thing. I know you're here to talk about 12 Monkeys, and we're going to talk about it. Can I please like just divulge me and talk a little bit about Center Stage first?
Absolutely.
Did you ever, like, was there any real relationships happening on the set behind? Like, did you date anyone, sleep with anyone, make out with anyone?
Nobody had any naughty little bits to share.
Oh, no,
I know.
Bummer.
That's a real big bummer to divulge. But I can tell you, we were all really good friends. So we spent all the weekend time together. We all hung out together. And we had a lot of fun on set, giggle fits, and all sorts of things.
Who was hotter in Center Stage? So there was like the good boy ballerina, the guy with the dark hair with the eyes.
Okay, his name is Sasha Radetsky.
Yeah, and he's a beautiful ballerina.
Yeah, he is.
And then there was the bad boy, like the Baryshnikov, but
and
it wasn't Baryshnikov.
Ethan Stiefel.
Okay, so which one did you think was hotter? Bad boy or good boy?
I think the bad boy.
Jack?
I always like a bad boy.
Okay. Which one did you think was hotter?
I like them both.
Equally?
I left with the good guy, though.
Yeah, you did. Do you remember that part?
Sorry.
Where
this is amazing.
Where I just loved it because you knew it wasn't, you knew it was impossible because she's in the finale and it's like, dance. And then she's doing the bourrées and she's like tick 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 tick, and then they pull the dress off her and all of a sudden she's like an updo of cornrows and you're like, how did that happen?
Yes, yes. Just,
that's
magic.
How fast I was.
You're just good at the
you.
Spin.
So fast. And then my hair just
cornrows.
Yeah.
Does it get annoying? Because people probably, I mean, you've been on so many things. You obviously are such a successful actress now, and people probably stop. Like when The Way You Make Me Feel comes on in restaurants, you're like, oh God, not again.
Well, nobody ever asks me to like perform an encore or anything, so
they should.
Well, thank you.
Not yet. Not until the end of this.
I don't know if I'd even remember it at this point.
Would you?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I'd remember the choreography.
Do you miss dancing ever?
I still take class. I still take class.
Are you
every
still
week.
Pretty good?
No. my body doesn't do the same things anymore, yeah. But I've learned to appreciate different ways to move, you know, so I might not be able to get my leg up really high, but I compensate with it different
with some
ways.
Sass with your eyes?
Yeah. No, my eyebrows are working it, but my leg just stays down there.
That's okay. Okay, so since you've transitioned from dancing and obviously doing the movies to now slang television, what has been your ish moment? What's been the moment where you thought, oh, I've made it, I'm good, people like me, I'm it?
So you briefed me that there was a possibility that this was going to be asked, and yeah. I had a little panic attack because I couldn't think of an appropriate answer. And I think my answer is really just, I found out maybe a few years ago that my name was on a short list for a role. And I never thought about that being exciting, but somehow when they told me your name is on a short list for people that we want to see for this role before we start seeing anybody else, that's when I felt like, okay, you know, they like me enough, they've seen my work and they know my work ethic that I can make it to, you know, that level.
What is a short list?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Becca's an actress as well. So what, I don't know how, what is it?
Well, I would say that the short list is, It was for a pilot. It might have even actually been for 12 Monkeys. And they were going to see a handful of girls for the role first before they opened it up to general casting. Mm-hmm. And I had never been told that I was going to be seen before the general casting before. And that was really exciting.
Is that a thing, like, that you want?
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, it's the equivalent of like not having to go to a cattle call.
Yeah,
on Broadway and actually being invited to come in, because it means that like somebody, like the creator or the casting director or somebody, was like, this person out of all the hundreds of millions of actresses in this city who are all very talented and beautiful, like, you made it onto this really short list. It's like someone really had to be a big fan of yours.
So does that make you so much more confident, like, going into that audition?
I think it's like yes and no. It makes you confident that they like you enough, but then it's like, oh God, what if I disappoint them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, right. So it's both ways.
How often do you get hired when you're on the short list versus when you go to the cattle call?
I don't know that if you ever know that necessarily. I think that a lot of the roles, they open up gradually as they go along because they want to see more people. The people who were on the list originally weren't right for whatever reason, and it goes down that list. But, you know, sometimes you just happen to be in the right place at the right time. They were seeing something, or they know you from something. You auditioned for another part. Like, is what I was saying to you before we started rolling with Suits. I went in for a lot of different roles with Suits. And when it came to Katrina, they kind of tailored that role for me.
So they knew you.
They were familiar with my other auditions.
Do you think that the Lady Gang is on any shortlist in Hollywood right now? At this moment, we on any shortlist?
Yeah, I'm definitely number one in my mom's shortlist.
I think I'm on my mom's shortlist too, but I don't know if like all the fart talk is putting me at the top. You know, it might be.
You've arrived.
Okay.
You've arrived.
What has been your heartbreak? Have you had a moment where you were on the maybe on the list or auditioned, didn't get something, or felt like, you know what, I'm done, I'm out?
Well, being an actress, you book 10% of the roles you go out for, and that would probably be a very generous. Yeah,
that'd be very generous. One out of 10 isn't that bad.
Yeah. Damn, Amanda, you're on a roll, girl.
I know. And that is like when I'm on a roll, I'm like, woo, I booked 1 out of 100. You know, that's yeah. the way it is. So, yeah. I would say that I had a commercial audition that I went to maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I still have the photo on my phone. And actually, I have a very close girlfriend who still has the photo on her phone. And when I call, it reminds her of what a doofus I am. And I had to go in. God, this is just embarrassing talking about. I went in, and they said they wanted people to be really glamorous and look like a Disney queen. And I was really excited because I thought this is going to be sort of dramatic and charismatic. I wasn't even really sure what it was for. And so I wore this black long dress, and I did my makeup, and I got there. And I have the before and the after photos, which I'll show you later. But the woman who was the casting director said, well, looked at me and goes, where's your blue eyeshadow? Don't you have blue eyeshadow? And I was like, no, I don't even own blue eyeshadow. Why would I wear it? And she was like, well, we told everybody they need to have blue eyeshadow on. And you just wait here. And when she comes out of the costume, then you put the costume on. And I was like,
oh, my God.
What? What is happening right now?
Were you Elsa?
No, that would be nice. No, it was some sort of like a Cruella, like knockoff. Like,
were you auditioning to be one of those characters at kids' birthday parties?
I have a feeling that's what it was. it was like a commercial, though, but I don't know. And just as I was sitting there just sort of reevaluating all my choices in life that had led to this moment, yes. This girl walks out in the costume and she just yells. She's first of all about 7 feet tall, so the costume doesn't even make it.
It's a crop.
To her. Mm-hmm. Her knee in this blue polyester thing with this like big collar, and she goes, live in the dream, ladies, live in the dream. And I turned around and I was like, oh my God,
like, what am I doing?
Oh my God. And then as soon as she takes off the costume, she gives it to me and puts it on, and it's like wet and sweaty from the myriad of girls who had had it on before. And then there was a head thing that had to go with it, and of course I'm not 6.5 feet tall, so it's like dragging behind me and I'm tripping on it. And I went over, and the photo is of me standing in front of the mirror, like, all roads have led to this.
Oh,
and
my God.
Took this picture.
That's the best Hollywood heartbreak we've ever had.
Yep. Good one.
This is it's where my so life good. Has led me to.
At that God. Moment, you didn't quit?
I didn't quit. I had kind of like, it was sort of like a crying, laughing depression fit when I got into the car. And then I went home.
Wait, did you nail the audition?
I went in. I was like, clearly I'm getting this. Right? No, I did not get the role. And I got home to my husband, and I think we had a really big drink that night. And he was like, I don't want you to ever have to do that again.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You, did yeah. you like mail your agent's dog poo? I'd be so mad if they sent me to that.
I mean,
you were the lead of Center Stage. You should never have to do
but
that.
But that's the way Hollywood goes.
I know,
goes.
It's true. They don't care.
I
it's
mean,
true.
You can be, and I have been at auditions next to these like mega celebrities. And yeah. you're like, how is this person still auditioning for stuff?
That,
Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just, was it Angie?
No.
Oh. I mean, she's not auditioning.
Okay.
I'm pretty
like,
sure
like,
she's
what level,
the
though?
Shots.
What level? Okay,
no,
let me ask.
Like anything-
Jennifer Aniston, are you auditioning?
No.
Eva Longoria, are you auditioning?
Probably every once in a while.
And you know what? Then that shortlist is like 3 people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like she and 2 other people.
She and Sofia Vergara are just competing for
she auditioned?
I'm sure. I mean, and also it's not even like – like I've asked my much more successful famous friends like – on a like on what rate they get a straight offer to do something and not have to audition, it's really low. They're like, even if it's between me and one other person, I still have to go in and screen test. I still have to chemistry read with someone else. And it's like, you never have to, like, you never really stop, like, peddling your talents yeah. around town unless you're like Angelina Jolie.
Right. Well, even on that note, Angelina aside,
right.
even if you have the role, there are sometimes you go to a table read after you've already signed a contract. And I've heard horror stories. A table read with the people who are cast, you've signed your contract. There are a good percentage of people who get a phone call after the read from their representation saying, you know what, they just didn't like that read.
Yeah, it happened a lot. This pilot season, I read so many articles like on Deadline about people getting replaced after table reads.
And at that point, you get to the table read, you signed a contract, you started making,
you bought yourself shoes.
Yeah,
you bought a house.
You bought your shoes. You bought a house. That would be hasty, maybe.
Slightly.
Yeah, some really quick decision making on that part.
Well, if it's like, if it's a show that's like straight to series and you know you have 10 episodes that are coming up and you're getting, I mean,
until you get the boot,
I'd be that person.
I don't know. I don't ever really believe I have the role until I'm on set.
And even then.
And even then you feel like you're still auditioning. Yeah.
But then, because you never stop. Like, they can, like, cancel the series and stuff, too.
Right? Yeah, no, and sometimes you shoot something and it doesn't make it to air.
That's so terrible. Oh, Hollywood.
Sometimes that's fun, though.
What, not just making gambling? It to air?
I sometimes love when the things I do don't go to air.
Well, I've had a few epiphanies.
You gotta stop taking embarrassing jobs, Becca.
Well, haven't you had the epiphany when you're on set, which I have several times, and you're, like, halfway through a job and you think, People are going to see this.
Mm-hmm. Was it your herpes commercial, Becca? For herpes girl?
No. More like, I can't say it. Okay. It's too... But like, yes, you've been in
what
the middle...
What does it rhyme with?
Herpes.
Burpees.
It's not a commercial.
Okay. Don't say I'll you know, we don't get in trouble.
Okay. But it's like, yeah, you do sort of forget because it's like you spend countless hours on set and you're joking around and like you're living in this little bubble and then... And it also doesn't come out usually for months and months and months, and you've forgotten about it until someone like tweets a picture of you doing it, and you're like,
"Wow,
no."
Okay, 12 Monkeys is the show that you kick butt on, basically the female lead, and it is quite action packed, and you're sort of a badass. What was the audition like? Why did you want to play this character, and how challenging is it to be the sole female lead of a show, and you're not like. You know, you're not the girlfriend. You're not like, woe is me, save me. You're the bad one, bad girl.
Well, I'm going to just make a slight adjustment. I think that there are a few female leads on the show, especially this past season. Every single woman on the show has had a wonderful development character-wise and story-wise. And I would say that I stand next to every single woman, other woman on the show equally. When I auditioned for it, it was not – a slam dunk by any means. This was actually the longest audition process I have had for television. I don't think everyone was on board with me.
Wow.
And I had to jump through a lot of hoops. I worked hard for this.
Yeah.
I worked hard for this this role. And I wanted it badly. I saw because this was a process you know, with television, when you audition for something, TV tends to move pretty quickly. So you get a decision very soon after your audition. Usually with film, it takes more time. And with this, I think this might have been close to a 2-month audition for television, which is long. It's long. And there were a lot of phone calls where it looks like it's going to go the other way.
Oh. Who are you against? Do you know?
I do know.
But you can't say.
I can't.
Can you tell us later and we'll tweet it?
Oh, okay. But yeah, so but what was interesting about it being that long is that I saw several iterations of the script come in. And with each script, I liked the character more and more. So
that's
with
cool.
Each new version of her, I was like, this is gonna happen. I'm making this happen. I am willing this into existence. And I worked on it. And, you know, I made myself physically sick with nerves every single time I would go in for it because I cared so much. And then when I finally got it, of course I didn't believe it was really happening. You know, I thought, well, I'm being pranked. I'm going to show up on set and the real winner is going to be there. You know, it took a while for it to set in. And by now our second season is almost finished airing. I feel like every single person on the show worked hard to be on the show where they are, male and female. So we all care as
so much
as I cared, going into it.
The Lady Gang.
On that note, I have a game for us. We always play a game with all of our guests.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
Game.
Don't be.
So here's the thing. We're going to play, because Amanda's show is called 12 Monkeys, we're going to play a game called 12 Things Plus Keys. It rhymes. Like 12 monkeys, 12 things plus keys.
Oh, no.
So you get to pack your bag and you're going to a deserted island and these are the 12 items you're going to have for the rest of your life plus the keys to your house.
The rest of your life?
This is it.
12 things?
You know, people say you could take one thing to a deserted island.
We should have been able to like prepare for this.
No.
I'm prepared.
Here we go.
Everything in my bedside table.
No, here we go. Okay. Becca's going first. I'm counting them. 12 things plus keys.
Where am
Becca
I going, though?
We don't know.
What?
A clean pair of underwear.
One.
100%. chapstick,
mm-hmm.
a really great hand lotion.
Okay.
My curling iron wand.
For
where are you plugging that in?
It doesn't matter, Jack. It's like being on The Bachelorette.
My dog.
Yep, five.
I'm trying to think of the other things in my bedside table.
Wait, and it's deserted?
We don't know.
We don't know where we're going. Just like to be prepared for anything.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, probably my makeup bag.
Okay. That's six.
Yeah, because if it's not deserted.
Yeah, yeah. A pair of great heels.
Okay.
Some sweats.
Got it.
So I'm covered across the board, across the spectrum.
Okay.
A bathing suit.
Okay. You have three more. You might want to take a tampon, but whatever.
I don't get my period.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of maybe some running shoes.
Okay. That's 10. And you get two more.
A bottle of water.
Okay. And last but not least.
Goldfish.
Okay. The crackers?
Yeah.
Plus...
That's it? Oh, my keys.
Great. Jack Vanek, here we go.
Okay.
12 things plus keys.
A bottle of Xanax.
Okay.
My iPad.
Okay.
That makes sense.
A vibrator. underwear.
Okay.
My face wash SPF. A six-pack thing of wine.
Okay. Does wine come in a six-pack, Jack?
Another six-pack thing of wine.
Okay, a six-pack. two six-packs of wine, okay.
I could just do 2 6-packs of wine.
Okay.
For your 12 things?
No. Okay, no, but I have four more.
Tampons?
Tampons for sure, because I do get my period and it sucks. My
mail file.
My phone would be nice.
Okay, two more.
My Mophie charger for my phone.
Okay.
And...
You're going to need a charger for that Mophie.
And an extension cord for the charger for my Mophie.
Plus?
My keys. Kay. Wait, why do I need my keys?
Amanda? Well, I don't know. To your house. Okay, Amanda, here we go. 12 things plus keys.
Okay, okay.
I like this game.
Definitely face wash. Definitely lotion with an SPF. Sunscreen.
She really cares about her freckles.
Fair. Sunscreen. Okay. I don't know if it's a deserted island, right? So I'm going to bring like a pack of seeds to grow food.
Oh so resourceful. Right? Yes. She's got wine. You've got the food. I hope we end up on the same island.
I hope too. A water bottle, but like a filtered water bottle. So you can filter the water.
What a genius over here.
I'm going clubbing and you're like creating.
Becca's like a pair of nice heels.
I would definitely bring a sleeping bag.
Oh, a pillow would be nice.
But what if they drop you off in like a club in Ibiza? Sunset?
What if they don't?
Well, if they drop you off at a club on Sunset,
I don't think you're on an island.
Yeah, you, wait.
I have a feeling you're not going
an
there.
Island.
We don't know where you're going. Just play the game.
It's not narrowed down to an island. It's not Survivor. You could be going to McDonald's.
I don't think so. Not prepared for this.
Listen, no. Okay, Amanda, you have six more items.
I think you just made that number.
Can you pack one of my things for me? I forgot one.
What did you brought an extension cord? I really think that was a waste of an item, by the
way.
Can't you, if you're gonna find an outlet, just sit next to it and charge your stuff.
It's true.
But I could charge so
that
many
was
things.
Pretty it was a dumb, waste. Jack.
I was nervous. It was my last item.
Put your heels in that bag.
I'm taking the extension cord off. I need my glasses, or else you can take the glasses.
Oh, okay. Glasses and reading material, right? Don't you want reading?
Wait,
material?
Are these your choices, Amanda?
Sunglasses.
Okay.
Definitely my prescription sunglasses.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Tweezers.
Okay.
Because those could be used for a host of reasons.
Yep.
I want like a comfy set of pajamas.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
How many more do I have?
You have three more.
Okay. A comfy set of pajamas. A flare, like a flare gun for a bunch of things.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Right? Why are you guys laughing? Am I going to the wrong island?
No, I love when they're going to like bring us to hide and you're
going
to
have a flare
gun.
Neither one of us are going to the same spot. Okay, go ahead.
And waterproof matches.
Yep.
And
those are a thing?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Who knew?
MacGyver. And also...
it's your last thing.
Waterproof mascara.
Nah. I'll get my eyelashes tinted before I go. I'll bring... phone with charger all in one.
Oh, what?
A phone and charger all in one.
And?
Oh, a Mophie case.
My keys.
And your keys.
Okay. And a razor. I need a razor.
Oh.
That's 13. You're out. Something else to go. You have to leave the heels at home.
No.
Okay.
Priorities.
Here's mine.
I want to bring 100% face wash, 100% face oil, my lavender nose smelling salts that relaxes me. I want to bring this smelly thing that you plug into the wall that makes every room smell like berries. I want to bring my Hello Kitty fleece onesie.
See, you got to prepare for this because you made up this game.
I really haven't thought about it.
Yeah, right.
I have five.
So let me look at my
notes. I want to bring my beach waver.
What's a beach?
Unless I'll borrow yours.
Yeah, you can borrow mine.
Ooh, tweezers. I'm like you. I'm doing a tweezer. I want a hair tie. I want...
None, so wait, our producer Stacy just held up a sign that says, none of you chose your significant other.
Wait, we said things, though, and I consider my significant other so much more than a thing.
Vibrator, for sure.
I know, I picked a vibrator.
Yeah.
Don't you need batteries?
I get this done myself.
No, it plugs in.
Do you use a vibrator every time you masturbate?
Yeah, I mean, instead of my fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're so much better.
Yeah, so much better. I would want to bring my dog Hobo. And
how many things do you have left? Five?
Two.
Oh.
A nice tinted Burt's Bees lip gloss and these one pair of jean shorts I have that no matter what kind of mood I'm in, they make me feel great. And my keys.
This is like all the things I used to bring to boys' houses when I would sleep over.
Oh my god, nobody said a toothbrush.
Ew.
Who cares?
I need a toothbrush.
Okay, well, well, we are not prepared for the end of the world. We certainly are prepared for our Like a Lady question.
I was going to say, Amanda is a little prepared for the end.
Amanda is someone you want to be with at the end of the world. All right, so now we're on a deserted island, and we have
We don't know if we're on an island or not.
Amanda
I'm so
is stressed.
She is very stressed
by the terms
right
of this isolation.
I was too. I need a do-over.
It's going
to
be okay.
Are you
everyone.
A Libra?
No, close. I'm
Virgo.
A Virgo.
You're a Virgo. You guys really have your shit together.
Do we? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't feel like that.
Okay, our Ask the Lady question. Ask the Lady Gang. Oh my gosh, I'm a little bit drunk. That's what happens when I finish my glass
of
champagne.
You had four sips of champagne.
I know, Kelty. Get your shit together.
Our Like a Lady question of the week is, what's your best way to get rid of a zit?
You know what I just bought? I just bought that little tool, the thing with the loops on it. That you just like drag across your face. Well, when I get my, because I get like extraction facials, it's like the only way that my skin stays.
That doesn't
good.
Make your skin worse when you.
Well, when my facialist does it, my skin looks like a war zone for like 3 days, and then it all clears up. So I tried to do it on myself the other day, and like I have like scars on my chin.
Yeah,
can't
okay.
do it.
So that's do you have a tip or no? Is that your tip?
No, it just reminded me that I bought that thing and it doesn't work.
Oh my god,
Becca.
I usually do the Mario Badescu drying cream.
Ooh.
Ooh, I forgot about that stuff.
It's pretty good.
Or the Kate Somerville, the pink stuff.
Yeah, they have a good
one. It's like the same.
The Murad one is good, too. I just had an emergency in New York. I went to Sephora and I got the Murad one.
I think they're all basically the same thing.
I think it's the same thing, yeah.
It's like a clay. It just dries it.
Yeah, it's like a pink, some
do
pink sulfury thing.
Pop?
Here's my thing about popping. Everybody's like, don't aggravate it. Don't aggravate it. I've maybe twice in my whole life have actually been like, I'm not touching this. Like, I'm not going to do it. But it never goes away.
No, if it's ready to come out and it has a head, you pop it.
Well, no, if it has a head, I'm not leaving the house until I pop it.
Yeah.
But there's those ones that are just like under there. And the little bump just doesn't go away unless you freaking pop it. So, like, that's a myth.
I think the only ones that you're just not supposed to pop are like underground pimples that don't actually
Do you tissue
out.
Paper your fingers?
I do.
What?
Usually, yeah.
Really?
Because you don't want your gross bacteria
what do you
on
do?
Your hands.
You have perfect skin. So
I don't.
What are you?
I have makeup on. I try to assess each. I give each pimple the credit it deserves.
Like a good
and
Virgo.
Assess the situation.
Oh my god.
Okay, and then what do you do, Amanda?
It depends, but I feel like you do that sometimes. I try to let it just see on our show on 12 Monkeys. They get extremely close, and we wear very little makeup, so it can.
What
be,
if you've got a big honking zit?
And it's shadowy lighting? So there are definitely times when I see the final product, I'm like, oof,
woof.
That's my face. Hashtag just my face.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have a tip.
I've had adult acne my whole life. I feel like there should be a time where you're not getting Botox and having to buy acne solution at the same time.
My mom always says it's like so unfair to have wrinkles and pimples at the same
time. It's so unfair.
I've got to say though, because I have adult acne too, getting an extraction facial every month is like the only thing that has helped me.
Did you rob a bank?
What do you mean?
Because that's expensive.
Oh. But also, like, those exfoliating scrubby things, it makes your skin worse.
Yeah.
You have to kind of ride that wave, and ugh, who has time for that?
I know, it all sucks. I know.
So worse.
It's not fair.
Anyway, okay, well, we can't figure out what to do with your acne, but I have a pretty good idea.
We're like,
you're welcome. We don't know either. We can't help you at all with that, but we can help you with your life, and stick around because Ask the Lady Gang is next.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so that advice wasn't that good. I don't think we
really wasn't good at all.
We didn't nail it. We did not nail it.
Not strong.
It was useless. But we're gonna.
But I did have an epiphany.
What?
I have decent skin. Actually, not right this moment because I've been traveling too much. But like, it goes back to God is fair. Like, I have pretty good skin, and I always get compliments on it. But I also have short legs.
Mm.
Hashtag God is fair.
I want to look at that hashtag.
You're right.
It's probably
You're
so
right.
Much true.
I have an amazing personality and adult acne.
I feel like I'm just like somewhat smart and then like my face is okay. So I'm just like mediocre.
Amanda, it's your turn. How is God fair with you?
I have decent hair.
You have good hair.
And
you have great hair.
I have a lot of flaws that I don't need to broadcast over sound waves.
Okay.
God is fair.
God is fair. So before we start, if you guys want to go to jackvanek.com, you can get 20% off your order using code LADYGANG. I have a clothing line and I brought you some. These are for you.
I'm so excited.
Little notebook, little mug.
I was going to go to the gym, but decided to get ice cream instead, an autobiography. I live that autobiography.
I tried to pick out something that like maybe you'd like.
Yes.
You have tiny hands.
I do. God is fair.
God is fair.
Yeah, but for a woman, that's not bad.
No, it's good. You need little
feet. Let's test. I mean, look whose hands are smaller, Johnny Depp or Amanda. Hold my hand. Here we go.
Donald Trump.
Because I recently had Johnny Depp's hands in my hands.
Hers have to be smaller.
Honestly?
Ew.
Similar, comparable.
No way.
I'm not going to lie. His hands are tiny.
No.
God
is shenanigans.
God is fair.
No way.
Your hands are softer, but your finger length is similar.
That is so gross.
That is, I don't believe
I believe it 100%.
Whoa.
You believe it because you said it. Was Johnny Depp holding your hand?
No, Johnny Depp didn't hold my hand.
Yeah, so there you go. Whoa. Okay.
All right, let's start, guys. All right, our first question comes.
I'm so excited about
it. I'm really good at getting us off track.
I don't even know how that happened. Okay, our first question comes from Rosie on email.
God is fair.
She says, I recently completed my first year at college, but I'm still finding it incredibly challenging and do not enjoy it at all. I have plans to go traveling after I finish, but I just don't know how I'm going to survive another year. Do you have any tips for getting through this last year so that I can get my grades and go traveling?
First of all, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, I hate to break it to you. What's her name, Rosie? Rosie... Then you're going to have get a job, and that's probably going to suck, too.
You're like, going to look back at your college days and be like, I wish I could
100%. So,
unless you become an Instagram model.
Start selling those teas, girl.
Real life stinks, too. And so this is, you need to have a lesson in gratitude. And every time that I think everything's hard and stinks, my friend Christina says, you need to have a lesson in gratitude. So what you have to do is you have to get in your journal and you have to write 15 things that you're really thankful for. And then that's going to change your brain.
Also, look forward to the traveling. That's awesome. And just like go appreciate the fact that you can afford college because a lot of people can't.
Yep.
And
lesson in gratitude.
You're learning, which is awesome. And you're going to end up getting a good job after you go traveling.
And my tip is just put your head down and know that it'll be over soon. That's what I do every day.
Yeah. And maybe focus on what it is that you want to do for a job.
Yep.
Later.
Yep.
Amanda.
Oh, do I need to say something about this? I took a very long hiatus from college, so I might not be the best unanimous lesson in gratitude.
Have you gone back or are you still in the hiatus?
And I've graduated at this point. Yeah, but after my sophomore year in college, I went to dance professionally, so I didn't finish it at that point. I can tell you that when I did finish it, it was the biggest weight off my chest that I didn't know that I had been living with for a really long long time, and I felt such a strange sense of accomplishment. Also, what I would say to Rosie, is that Rosie? If you are planning to travel, maybe it's possible to integrate a class or two into that your travels. I mean, maybe you could study some art history or something, and then when you go to travel, you'll have places to look forward to that you learned about in college, and that would be kind of something to look forward to.
You're so smart.
I love that. What a good answer.
Travel abroad.
Is this the time to get it off my chest that I'm one credit away from graduating college?
Oh, do it. I thought you – hold on.
One.
Wasn't – Do you have that's like a graduation party?
It's not even a full class. Yeah, I had a graduation party. I found out after.
No.
She wore this like short. She had the hat.
Okay, so.
You did the whole thing?
Yeah, my boyfriend at the time owned a club, like a nightclub. And I was doing Glee and I was doing online like school. And at this point, I had already been in school for like a million years because I just like kept putting it off, whatever. So I finally was like, this is it. I'm going to be finished. And really, I didn't care about finishing, but my mom was like, please just do it for me. Mm-hmm. We've spent so much money already. Like, why not just do it? And I had a huge party. He threw me a huge party. And my parents flew in town and it was like amazing. And then a couple weeks later, I found out that I wasn't indeed getting my diploma mailed to me because I was a credit away.
Wait, where is this information not coming from prior? I don't understand who dropped the ball on that one.
Probably me, but made up my mind that I was there. I was at the finish line, and apparently
we had a party.
The New School University, if you could just gift me like one credit.
For making a podcast.
For making a pod, anything. I'll do anything.
About life. I think that deserves one credit.
Exactly.
What did you learn? Gray pumps?
Can you believe I'm going to die missing a credit?
Mommy, you no, you're going to get it.
I will not.
Okay. So.
Well, that, Rosie, anyways. Good luck with your education, honey.
Don't be like
I will
Becca.
Not.
I will
New
not.
New School University.
I will not.
I am not an alumni. Okay.
New School University? That chest. Sounds like some crazy
It's a liberal arts school
thing.
In New York City.
Jesus.
But I don't care.
Wait, if it's a liberal arts school, then you might be able to get credit for a podcast.
No, because I'm missing, like, a really practical credit.
Like math.
Like something real. Like not singing and dancing and acting.
Do you know what it is? Can you tell us?
I can do anything that's basically, like, literature or...
Go take a...
Here we are reading right now, you know? This is it.
Yeah.
Enough about
like,
me.
I've read a couple
This
things.
Isn't my interview.
All right. Anyway, it's next question. Okay.
Ugh. Once again, off track with Becca.
I'm so sorry. You're ruining our podcast.
I can't drink and do this at the same time.
Our question comes from Catherine, and she says, I know this may be a little bit personal, but I wanted to ask about depression. I know what it's like to be a pretty successful and generally happy lady in front of others, but I'm dealing with depression. I was wondering if any of you ladies have experienced the same struggles and what you do to get through the worst times to feel on the inside what others generally see on the outside.
Okay. I'll start. So I've talked about this before, but you guys know that I have this autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's, and one of the symptoms is like Wait, do you have it?
No, I know a few people who do, though.
One of the symptoms is like sometimes you can have these really, really dark, depressive sections of your life, and you just feel like it's kind of like I always describe it, like this gray cloud goes over your brain, and just like nothing, even the greatest things, like my loving husband or my cute dog, like none of it seems happy because there's just like a gray thing. I think the best advice I ever got was actually from Becca when she was like, you know, you don't have to go at it alone. And even though we feel sort of embarrassed because this is like sort of this something that is taboo, we're not allowed to be sad or have any of these problems. She was like, you got to talk to someone and talk to a professional. And like, you know, there's like a little bit of that double standard where you're like, oh, I have a therapist and like, I'm crazy. But the truth is, it's like, it's really just like going to the gym for your brain and for your soul. And I couldn't agree with that more. Advise people to go do that more because we take such great care of our bodies and we're like, we're in SoulCycle and we're with our friends and whatever, but like we do nothing for our brain health, and I think it's important.
Yeah, and I think that I think talking about it is definitely the best thing to do. And if you don't have a friend or a parent or something that you can talk to, going to a therapist is going to be like the best way to kind of figure out like what the cause of it is and how to best kind of go about figuring out what's going to work best for you. And I know everybody's different. Like when I was younger, I was dealing with a lot of anxiety that kind of went into depression. But the way that I overcame that was just kind of really figuring out the core of like what was going on, and it had a lot to do with like not being comfortable in my own skin. But I think I don't know how old you are, but for me, it just like as I got older and figured out who I was as a person, it got a little bit easier. But I know everybody's different.
I mean, I definitely have had my experience with depression, and mine was in the aftermath of just a tragedy and losing someone. And it's, I had never understood it before this happened. Like, I was always a very kind of ignorance is bliss, like, lived this very charmed life. And when people would talk about depression, it was kind of like, well, why can't they just like choose to be happy? And so, unfortunately, that's like a stigma that we deal with. But I always say, like, I would have never ever gotten out of that had I not found someone to talk to. It doesn't always have to be a therapist. It just needs to be somebody who you can be totally open and honest with and not embarrassed, because the reality of it is like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. And sometimes life just gets really shitty. And if you can't pinpoint exactly what happened, or it might not be some huge tragedy that you've dealt with. It's just this veil that's kind of covering you, and it's like inhibiting you from feeling joy. A lot of that is just self-care, and like so much of that, like what Kelty was saying, was taking the time to actually communicate what you're going through, and also not letting it define you. Because I think once you get into this place where you're like, I'm a depressed person, it becomes your identity. And I know firsthand, like, I 100% came out of it. You still have moments, but it's not who you are. It's something you deal with.
Agree.
Oh, is it my turn? I absolutely agree. I'm sorry that I'm the final note on this, because I think that was so beautifully said.
Thanks.
I think that it's I think that mental illness and depression are finally starting to kind of come into the forefront mm-hmm. of conversation now. And it used to be something, like you said, that people felt embarrassed about. And I don't think that's the case anymore, whether it be postpartum or bipolar mm-hmm. or whatever the illness may be. I think people are having a discussion, and a more practical discussion, which allows people who suffer from this cloud to feel more comfortable speaking about it in circles. And I think that's absolutely right, that if you find somebody you can discuss this with, it can unburden you, you know. For, and I've gone through bouts that I get very, very upset. I don't know whether I've had a specific depression, but I've definitely had periods of my life where just being able to have someone to speak to take that weight off, to have somebody carry the burden mm-hmm. for, or help yeah. shoulder it, at least, mm-hmm. it does a lot for your self-esteem. Also, little simple things that make you happy. If it's something silly like staying in and not going out because you feel uncomfortable or anxious about it, ordering pizza and watching a movie one night when you feel like you just can't face the world, there's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. making your own choices that make you feel good at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yep. Amen.
I love that.
Let's all take a big drink and move on to the third question.
Oh, it's so hard. Okay. Last question mm-hmm. comes from Meredith. She says, I've been in a relationship for about 6 months now. A friend mentioned she wanted to set me up with her friend, and after showing me his picture, I can't get him out of my head. I feel Ooh. Guilty because I'm with someone else, but I don't know the other guy well enough to know if it's even worth it. I would absolutely crush my current boyfriend if I broke up with him, but I feel like I need to do me if I'm thinking about other men. Thoughts?
Yeah, if you're only 6 months in to this relationship and you're already sort of like seeing yourself with another guy, like, it's, there's probably something missing in your current relationship. And don't stay with someone because you're worried it's going to crush them. Like, just communicate and
just be like, Becca, break up with them.
Just drop it.
Well, it's hot.
If just seeing somebody's photo is going to make you have all these thoughts,
you're not,
like,
in it.
God forbid you meet somebody that you actually have chemistry with. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
It's going to be another person after this one. Like, it's never going to stop, because the problem is not that this guy, other guy, is like so hot and magical. The problem is
you're not happy in your relationship.
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Not a professional.
I agree.
No, I completely agree with that. Boom. If a photo
is turning your wheels.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the secret to the success?
I respect him and admire him so much. I hope that he feels the same, and he probably would say that. I married the nice guy. You know,
given, me too. That's the secret sauce.
And yeah, he is the kindest, funniest, most wonderful person I could possibly spend an afternoon or an evening with when I come home from work. And I mean, I don't know how I got so lucky. I keep, you know, telling him, thank you for choosing me, because I really respect and admire him.
That's a great answer. And we appreciate you because you didn't say, he's my best friend. We don't like that. It's so cheesy. Look at her face.
Do people say that?
Everybody
says that. Who doesn't, Amanda? On that note, you guys can follow Amanda on her Instagram and Twitter at Amanda Scholl. And is there anywhere else we need to follow you? Do you have a website?
Oh, no, I have a public Facebook page that I just update things.
Oh, no, I've got a public Facebook page.
I know, that sounded very Midwestern, yeah. Didn't it?
Oh, yeah, go follow her on the Facebook, okay, guys? All right, Amanda, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you, ladies.
And thanks for coming.
Anytime you want to bring your point shoes in and have a group class, that'll be great with us.
Oh, okay.
Guys, it is the end of the episode. You know what to do. Hit subscribe on your iTunes button so that you can get us in your inbox every Tuesday. Go to theladygang.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, which comes with fun pictures every week. Go over to Facebook, and while you're clicking like on Amanda's public Facebook page, you can also find our super secret Lady Gang Facebook group, and follow us on Instagram at The Lady Gang, at It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, and make sure you submit your Ask the Lady Gang questions so we can help you figure out your life, because we're clearly really good at it. And see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.